escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And a good Friday evening to you. I know we're 2 weeks into the season, but this is the first night for the Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam Crenshaw along with Chris Parker. Got Dom Jarelski doing things on the other side of the glass. We are here, and I tell you what, we're excited. The weather, it seemed like the weather broke just right late last week, and it feels more like fall in the evening. I don't know about you, but that's what it feels like to me, Chris.
It feels great, Sam. Football's here. Third week for them, first for us. Back to being in the studio. Good to see Dom here. Good to see you. Good to be back at it.
Great to be back at it here. And thanks to Ingles.
Ingles.
How about that?
High school. How about that, Dom? You know about that? The Ingles. I love Ingles.
Yeah.
Did you know about that, Dom?
Yeah. You know,
they got a whole separate salad bar
here.
At Ingles.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a good one up there in Jasper.
I like the deli section in there.
That's what I mean, the whole place. Yeah. That's the Ingles.
Yes.
High school scoreboard.
We appreciate them being on board with us. We got some more folks on board with us this year. This is going to be a fun year. It really is. And some things have gotten started already this season that got us all excited. There's some surprises, some things that we expected, but some things that maybe we haven't expected so far this season. Of course, we're going to be checking in with some people in the next segment. We're going to be joined by Rusty Mansell. He's up at a game a lot of people are looking at tonight up at North Gwinnett. You know, got Colquitt County in town, and that's always special when the folks from South Georgia come, right?
Yeah, Colquitt County, North Gwinnett. Big time game. They had a big game last year. That should be exciting. North Gwinnett kind of bounced back. They lost in the Corky Kell. They got a young team. Colquitt County beat Benedictine in a close game 2 weeks ago. Be exciting to see who gets that one. We got some good ones tonight, Sam. Let me tell you one.
All right.
Really excited about it. And I already told you this last time we were on the air, we were calling the game.
Right.
At Kell, after four rain delays.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
And I told you.
What time did you get home?
It was late, okay? It was way past my bedtime.
And it was school. It was school night.
It was a school night, yeah. So, Kell and Sequoia tonight. Now, that's always a pretty good game.
Yeah.
But it's like a state-level game tonight. Sequoia beat Cherokee 61-0 last week. Sequoia is good. I mean, this might be the best team they ever had.
Whoa.
And this might be one of the best teams Kell's ever had. We saw that with our own two eyes.
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's a game to keep an eye on tonight.
They're impressive. They're impressive, folks. Of course, Eric Slaughter's going to be out in the game tonight. He's going down to Jones County at Hampton, where the Hornets have gotten off to an impressive start this season. But tell you what, though, before we go any further, let's get into the opening drive. Can we do that? That's it, folks. Bigger, better, bolder. Visit thewsauce.com. And, my goodness, we get things started. We're 2 weeks into the season. We already see an injury taking effect. Out at Grayson, the quarterback is gone for the season, and this is a big player for them. Travis Burgess, their quarterback, senior, committed to University of North Carolina, injured last week, and he is done for the season. He was big not only in the state championship football team, but also when they won state championship in basketball as a talented young man. Grayson's 2-0, and they really had to fight against Rabun last week. I mean, we talked about that team being a team that a lot of people here don't get to see. They are physically located in the state of Georgia. But they play folks in North Carolina, so we don't see them a lot.
Yeah, the Raven Gap team. Grayson had to come back to win that game last week. Grayson dominated Collins Hill in the first week. Grayson's got some injuries. Probably the best football player in this whole state, Sam, all positions, is a young man named Tyler Atkinson, who's the linebacker at Grayson. Football people know him. But he's a linebacker at Grayson. I think he's going to Texas. He is a big-time football player. But he hasn't played. And now Burgess, the quarterback, is out. The leaders, Grayson playing Thompson High School.
That's a tough
assignment. You know, our people in Atlanta may not be familiar with them, but Thompson, that's Alabaster, Alabama.
Yeah.
Thompson High School. They've won four of the last five state championships in the biggest classification in Alabama. I mean, they're a legit team. I mean, they're like a top 20 national team every year. Grayson is too, both playing tonight. But I'm going to tell you, it'd be tough for Grayson without some of their stars.
Right.
But they'll hang in there because they got some more just like them. Okay. Coming up, they always do. As Santavious Bryant, the coach at Grayson, a young guy, Sam, a young man.
Yep,
of course, everybody young for us, but he's young.
But he is,
and
he's done a great job.
Got a state championship last year. I thought probably the biggest upset I'd seen in a while was Grayson beating Carrollton in that state championship game. And Coach Bryant and his staff just did a really, really good job in that game. So I got a lot of faith in them tonight, but they don't have a full complement of what they expected in a big, big game versus Thompson. Georgia versus Alabama, both teams defending state champions in their highest class.
Man, what else could you ask for in a matchup like that one? That is going to be so big. But we got some other teams that are undefeated so far. How about Newton and Douglas County? Both teams 2-0 tonight, Chris. I think that's going to be a good ball game too.
Yeah, Newton always – they're one of those teams that they don't get into the conversation with Douglas County always, or with Buford, or with – you know, those type teams, but they don't want to play them.
Until they beat somebody, right?
They can.
Right.
And see, when you have a team as talented as Douglas County, or you have a team as talented as Buford, you know, it's not like college in the NFL. The truth is, everybody can't beat everybody.
True.
But Newton has a team that they can beat you. That if you turn the ball over, if you let them run a kickback, and then so Johnny White and his staff looking, look, we can't keep these guys in the game. We don't need to throw an interception for a pick six. We don't need to let them run a kickback on us. We don't need to be having a bunch of penalties. This is a team that can beat us. You know, and Douglas County is going to roll up on five or six teams this year that, even with all those things happening, they're still going to win.
Yep.
But tonight's not that night. So keep an eye on that game. If Newton plays well, if Douglas County struggles, you'll get a big upset.
Watch and see what happens. You mentioned Carrollton a little while ago. They're playing up at Rome tonight. That ought to be a good one as well.
Should be a good one. Rome lost to Creekside in the Corky Kale, which was really a little surprising to me because I had heard Rome was really good. And I think that means Creekside's really, really good, right? So Rome and Carrollton, no Juju Lewis this year. He's at Colorado.
Yep.
May get some PT tonight against the Atlanta's Jackets.
Would that be something?
Day-Day out there.
Yep.
Reporting. If Day-Day's out there, something weird's going to happen.
We don't know, man.
Something weird's going to happen in that game. Be ready.
Be ready for that.
But the Yellow Jackets are out in Colorado playing on Friday night. Anybody that listens to this show regularly knows my opinion on them playing on Friday night.
Yeah.
But we'll be interesting to see. No Juju Lewis in our state. He's out in Colorado. Carrollton in the post-Juju era looked pretty good in the first 2 weeks, but probably the biggest test they've had is tonight.
Going to be big. Up Gainesville. Gainesville has Westlake up on the other side of the lake tonight. That could be a great game, although Westlake, you know, looking at to get some things rolling. We're disappointing in their first game out of the season. They're 1-1, and Gainesville, we'll see what they're going to bring.
Yeah, Gainesville's looked really good, and Westlake has struggled a little bit with these type of teams, struggled with Hughes early. I could see Gainesville running away with it, but I think Westlake's one of the teams, a little bit like Newton, we just mentioned with them, they're good enough. If you keep them around, they're good enough to beat you. And Westlake really looking to get back there, that swagger that they had a few years ago where they were with Creekside, with Langston Hughes. They hadn't quite gotten it yet. Still got a young team. But beating a team like Gainesville is how you get there, right, how you start that process. So big non-region game for a lot of these teams. Because, Sam, in 2025, every week's big. They're not all region games. They don't all factor in the state playoffs. But they do factor because when you win – the young men play with more confidence the next week and the next week and the next, and they do matter.
Absolutely. Absolutely, folks. A couple of other things. Looking at Cobb County, you mentioned Kale, and Kale, of course, off to a great start. McEachern is 2-0. Campbell 2-0. They got Etowah tonight.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. Etowah's better. I mean, Etowah's 1-1, but they took Sprayberry to the wire, and Sprayberry's really good.
They're good.
And Etowah won the first game of the year against Woodstock. Coach Brett Vavra, was it Sprayberry, goes to Etowah. He's done a phenomenal job there. I got some friends there. I know about it. He's done a great job getting that place going in the right direction. Yeah, I think that's going to be a good one. Campbell and Etowah, one of those teams wins tonight and really kicks off maybe like a Sam Crenshaw wrote an article about him situation in the next few weeks.
Maybe so, maybe so. Maybe that's a team that we can say on the rise. We talk about who's on the rise, and we're going to do that some this year here on the Scoreboard Show. We're on at 6 o'clock, so there's plenty of time for us to preview games and set some things up. And, you know, there's certain players this time of year who make us sit up and take notice. Maybe they're not the ones who are the 4-star or the 5-star, and they pick a big game, they have a great game, and all of a sudden they're on people's radar. Maybe some offers come their way. We got some of those guys we're going to talk to them about, and we'll talk with Rusty Mansell about that too, because he's out there getting set to work for Peachtree Sports Network and for A&F. The game tonight is Cauquid County playing at North Gwinnett, and we'll see what he thinks. But, I mean, think about that. You have a player like that. You've had guys like that on your team early in the season get off to a good start, maybe surprise some people. What does it do for you when you get a player who emerges like that?
Well, it makes all the guys on the team better when you have some good players. But what I'll tell you, Sam, in recruiting, it is – first and foremost, about height and weight and 40 times. Anybody tells you different, lying. It is about that. You know, you do need to be a certain height. You need to have a certain amount of weight. You got to run a certain speed. But nothing gets you an offer or gets you really on the rise better than film, video,
yeah,
of you playing football. So those other things, that the speed, the height and the weight, that gets you on the radar. That puts you in the conversation. And if you're not there, you can't even be in the conversation.
Right.
But if you're in the conversation, you get some video, not so 7-on-7,
right?
You know, not some touch football.
Not running through any cones.
Not any of that. No cone, no underwear Olympics, you know. But real 11-on-11 football, which mm-hmm. only started here in the last few weeks.
Right.
When coaches see you do it against quality competition, there's nothing that replaces that.
True.
So you will see people in these first couple weeks, and that's why Rusty can speak on the significance of the Corky Kale, probably in recruiting more than in semblance for the state of football. Like, we love talking about how great it is for kicking off the Georgia high school football season and all that, but the reality is the Corky Kale probably helps more kids get a scholarship than anything else.
Right.
Because you have kids that got better since last year. They weren't good enough last year, but now they put on video against a quality team. We go, McEachern had a guy that was phenomenal, a 10th grader, that dominated a game.
Right.
Yeah, everybody offered him. I mean, he was a freshman last year. He probably was good, but maybe not that good.
Right.
So when you see somebody on the rise early in the season, the film matters a lot. So you are going to hear, there are people who started, and I'd give you a good example of an on-the-rise flashback.
Okay.
Because I was in the region with them. You know, there was a time, and I'm sure Rusty can speak on this, Nick Chubb.
Okay.
Didn't have a lot of offers.
Okay.
He got some film. He got some.
Yep. Everybody went down to Cedartown and check him out as we talk about. Folks, we are just getting started on this Friday night. Coming up next, we're going to check in with Rusty Mansell, and we're going to talk more on the rise. Guys who are doing some good things early this year, now they're on the radar, maybe on the way to getting some offers. It is the Scoreboard Show. It is Sam. It is Chris Dumb, other side of the glass, on this Friday night on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. It is the Scoreboard Show on this Friday night, week three for high school football. It is our first week, our season premiere or debut or whatever you want to call it for us here tonight in our Palatial Studios here in Midtown. Glad you're with us. And, you know, we got a guest going to join us in a moment. We talked about some players who are on the rise and guys who are doing some great things. And I got a few, I got some people who chimed in and shared a few with me. David Friedlander is with the Gainesville Times. He has a couple of guys up in Hall County, by the way, where they got a big game tonight going up. Cherokee Bluff is taking on North Hall.
Big game.
Big ball game. We got a guy we're talking about. One's a senior quarterback up there, Cooper Dean for Cherokee Bluff. Big player, really emerging under center. It does some great things for this team. They average like 39 points eighth ranked Bear through their first two games. Throws for over 111.5 a rating. So that's some things we watch out for him. The quarterback for North Hall, he's a junior and he's good. 6'2", 200 pounder. Alex Schlielman.
I had him too.
Yeah, you had North him?
Hall. Yeah. North Hall is going to be really good this year. I mean, North Hall is good. They were good last year. I'd watched them play. They got most of the team back. They're going to be. Cherokee Bluff beat them last year 38-13.
Yep.
That's two Hall County schools, big rivalry. I'm willing to put a decent amount of money on that it won't be 38-13. Now, Cherokee Bluff may win, but it's going to be a good ball game. And North Hall has a good team led by Schlielman.
We watch out for him. We thank David Friedlander for getting us those. We got some from Chris Dunn down in Fayette County. Gave us some that he thought was pretty good down in Fayette County. Some teams that are rebuilding. Fayette County's kind of rebuilding. Jesse Halton is playing tight end. He's a pretty good talent on a rebuilding program, and he played offensive tackle last year. So, you know, he's doing some things last year. He's moving down the line and helping out at tight end. We watch out for him. Got a guy with a good GPAs. You know, the good GPAs will get you in schools and get people to look at you. You got a running back and a defensive back, Aiden Jackson, 4.23 GPA.
4.23.
And he also plays lacrosse. So this guy we want to watch out for.
Sam, I'm pretty sure if you added up me and Dom's together,
you
wouldn't have 4.23.
You could throw mine in there too.
Okay, I mean, I wasn't going to put you in my and Dom's category, but
yo,
I felt good about Dom being with me.
We'll watch out. We'll watch out for the wide receiver at McIntyre, Skip Smith. They got a tough assignment tonight. He's returning from a hip injury last season. Let's watch out for him. They're playing Hillgrove tonight. Marvin James gave us one tonight we want to watch. They got a big game. He's got one. Chandler Dyson, he's the quarterback down at Warner Robins. Sophomore quarterback, threw for 5 touchdowns against Fayette County last week. Let's see how he does against Northside, coached by Coach Boone Williams this year.
Yeah.
Down at Northside. They're playing tonight.
Yeah, it's a big game.
That's a
big rivalry, and Coach Boone getting him a piece of that. And it's a different kind of football, you know, moving down to Middle Georgia, leaving from Langston Hughes. Yeah, it's going to be really exciting to see what they can do.
Absolutely. Let's see. We got our guests ready to go. You know, these are people who are on the rise that we're watching. I'm sure this guy probably has somebody in mind that he's seen that may be on the rise. And he joins us now because he's up in North Gwinnett High School. They're going to get ready to take on Colquitt County tonight. Rusty Mansell joins us. Rusty, welcome to the Scoreboard Show.
How you doing, man? How you guys doing? If I'm following the GPA, good GPA, I may need to call back next segment. Y'all want to go ahead and get a break in there? This ain't the segment for me. It's the good GPA stuff. My goodness, that was impressive reading those off from those young men.
Well, think about it. I mean, if you've seen somebody who's jumped off the page for you, somebody that maybe you weren't paying closely attention to, but all of a sudden is jumping off the page and looking good.
Well, you know, kind of the my deal is I'm always looking for the next guy, you know, and you look at a young man that's he's a freshman. I don't like to put too much on kids like that, but it certainly got my attention. That's Coach Parsons' son at Rockmart, the quarterback. Mm-hmm. And I think he threw, six touchdowns against Cedartown, first start he's ever had in his career. And faced a very good Cartersville team last week. And Coach Parsons, I talked to him, you know, a couple of weeks ago. He goes, look, we're going to have our hands full there. But, you know, I talked to a lot of people in that Northwest Georgia area. And this young man, you know, he's got the early buzz. And, you know, he's getting some comparisons from some of those big-time guys that's been in that Northwest Georgia area. So you don't like to put too much on those younger kids. I know what kind of brings. But you also sometimes you got to say, hey, you know what, they're worthy of a mention. And I was just looking at Rockmart on their webpage there, and, you know, great graphic for a small school in Polk County. 14 players in college football right now in 8 states.
Wow.
That's great, man. Anytime you could do something like that. And Javen Whiteley, a kid that I loved a couple years ago, and they lost the state championship. I mean, he was there, all everything. He went to UTC, had 2 great years. I don't know if people know this. He went to portal, and Arizona snatched him up. I'm telling you right now, this guy, reading reports out there, he is killing out there. So, you know, you go from Polk County, Georgia to Tucson, Arizona, it'll be real interesting to see what he does for Arizona this season.
Yeah, Rusty, I was telling Sam in the last segment how I feel like the Corky Kale gets a ton of respect on being the thing that starts football in Georgia, and it's a big deal for the games. But talk about the impact it has on players. Because my argument was it has a bigger impact on players than it even does the other things, because those first couple games of the year, there's nothing that replaces film, right? And we're getting film on good players in that Corky Kale every year.
Well, and that's another thing. And listen, you know, it takes a community commitment to play in the Corky Kale. Let's don't beat around the bush with there, but there's also value in it. And you're one of the only teams in America that's on TV. And, you know, I'll never forget sitting there watching West Forsyth play Mays High School. I didn't know who Oscar Depp was. And, you know, after like 2 touchdowns, I saw Oscar Depp catch a route and go 75 yards against Mays High School. I was like, wait a minute. I'll never forget. Before I got home that night, he had an offer from Michigan. And, you know, that says a lot. Not everybody's going to have stories like that, but it's a great opportunity to play on TV. I think the history of Corky Kale, Dave Hunter Classic, everybody knows about it. Everybody tunes in. I had college coaches all that day on that Saturday going, hey, what's the schedule? You know, from out of state. And I just think it's a great opportunity to showcase, you know, your players because you're on TV. And now with this new Atlanta News First deal, I mean, it's a game changer. I mean, I don't know if I'm supposed to be talking about ratings, but what I heard last week, like, there's never been anything close to this, ever. And you know, that was just week one. And this game tonight we've got with North Gwinnett and Colquitt County, I'm telling you right now, the whole state's going to be tuned into this game. I think, from my knowledge, this is the only game in the state of Georgia high school that's on statewide TV tonight. So we'll get some eyes on this one for sure.
Who's big in this game, Rusty? Who should we be watching?
Well, I think everybody's going to tune in, obviously, for Jay Lamar, the Georgia running back commit from Moultrie. This is the guy that got down to Georgia and Miami. And he's an interesting story. You know, kind of came out of nowhere last year. And I remember Coach Calhoun texted me, going, hey, man, we got this guy. I'm telling you, nobody knows anything about this kid. He came out late. He's a late bloomer. I don't think he played in middle school. And, I mean, he absolutely tore it up last year. And this is a guy that Georgia went after hard. I mean, they got down to Georgia and Miami. And when you're down to Miami and somebody, it gets scary. And, you know, Kirby Smart and those guys were able to get him and get him committed. And, you know, he was a little banged up against Benedictine. I think he only played about – I think he only carried the ball like 5 times. Mm-hmm. And they kind of protected him. Then last week the game against Monroe got canceled, so that really helped him a little bit. Expect him to go tonight. So, obviously, we're going to tune in there. But when you look at North Gwinnett, always has players all over the place. But it really starts with Eric Godfrey's son. He's another one that probably won't mention his son much. But Jay Godfrey's the real deal. The 2027 linebacker. He and Max Brown, I think, are kind of in the same mold. You know, just talking them kind of off the record, Ohio State and LSU are 2 teams that are probably in an early good spot for him. He plays both sides of the ball. So, you know, he's another one that everybody gets a chance to watch tonight. But, you know, two well-coached teams, two big-time programs. I'm watching Colquitt walk the field, and I'm sitting here going, I mean, how many freaking players do they have, man, every year?
Program. In Moultrie, I mean, Georgia. My goodness.
Moultrie, Georgia. Hey, you know it was a nice, crisp, warm summer down there in late July and early August. But, you know, these kids are up here like, man, we're in the fall up here. What's going on, you know? So I'm excited about this one, man. This has got a little juice to it, and, you know, statewide game tonight, so excited about it.
Yeah, I'm spending time with Rusty Bansell, and my goodness, you hear him here on the Steakhouse with Rusty Rocks on every Friday.
Hey, we had a good one today. We did top Ice Cube songs, man. I had to get back in some old school.
Every Friday you do that, man. I always tune in and say, what's he going to have? What's he going to listen to on Friday? You know, you have a lot of so much fun with it. Also, you can follow him always. He is social. You can find him at Rusty Mansell _, at Rusty Mansell _. And of course, at Dogs HQ, at Dogs HQ. And the man has a lot of information for you. So you want to make sure and check him out and follow him. Because there's so much that's happening. Who else are you watching right now? We got some teams. We talked about Grayson earlier and losing their quarterback.
Yep. Man,
a tough blow, right?
It's tough. And the first thing that came to my mind was that's a game changer in the 6A bracket. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, because Grayson can win that thing still. But when you lose a dynamic high school player, you know, he's a power forward player. And I'm telling you, he grew on me. He kept getting better. And then seeing him at the Corky Kell luncheon, I was like, man, this kid is legit 6'4". Mm-hmm. And, you know, so that's a real question. And I think, it is what it is. But Grayson's certainly super loaded. I don't know 100%, but I think Tyler Axon's playing tonight. He's been banged up a little bit. Sounds like he's coming back. So, you know, that would be a big deal to get him back. But interested to see. I think one of the games that's kind of got my attention tonight would be Prince Avenue and Blessed Trinity. Mm-hmm. You know, that game came down to the wire last year. Blessed Trinity beat Prince Avenue right at the last minute of the last game, scored late in the game. You look at that game, that's going to be a very interesting game. You know, two teams that got a lot of players. Andrew Beard, you start talking about DJ Jacobs, who's probably one of the top five players in the country in the next class. Dad David Jacobs played at Georgia, so mm-hmm. there's a lot of interest around the state. I was pulling in today going, man, this needs to put the brakes. We're in week three now. Mm-hmm. Like we need to put the brakes on this thing, and we'll be here before we know it. But now the games, you know, you work tomorrow on college football, we're going to see a lot of mistakes. You're going to see special teams mistakes. You're going to see, you know, silly penalties that's going to drive coaches nuts. We're in week three in high school. A lot of those things have been worked out. We're going to start seeing a lot cleaner game. You're going to kind of know who you can depend on, where you are health-wise. Is this freshman playing? Can this sophomore play? So I expect the level of play tonight to be probably about mid-season form between two teams like this when you start talking about these two coaches.
Yeah, I think so too, Rusty. It's exciting. We start early. You know, we get to see good football middle of the year. I'm excited about Kell and Sequoia, Rusty. I love both those teams.
Ooh, I saw Kell. Now, listen, we could talk another 2 hours on that 4A bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Because you started talking about Cartersville, mm-hmm. Kell, Creekside, and all that bunch. I mean, that bracket right there, I immediately got to looking like, wait a minute, who's going to play down the line? But Kell defensively, I know they got a lot of star power on offense, but I'm telling you, defensively, I was very impressed. You're talking about running to the football and will strike you.
Mm-hmm.
And Sequoia, you know, they're a team with Will Rejecki, a lot of guys. Maddox Waller, kids committed to Sanford. I like him a lot at tight end. They got a lot back. You know, they are a downhill physical mm-hmm. football team. That's going to be what I call one of those soccer sign-up games, because after that game, going to be a lot of moms signing their kids up for soccer. You know what I mean? They're going to be a lot of mamas in the stand. Mm-hmm. I don't want my baby doing that no more. But I'm telling you, that is a grown man football game.
We all watched the game with Kell and Corky Kell, Dave Hunter Classic, and my guy Sam on the Rise that has offers but maybe get more, Michael Dominick.
Okay, yeah.
I was very impressed with mm-hmm. Michael Dominick, a guy that
number
is
one, right?
Charlotte. Yep. Yeah, number yep. one. He's going to Charlotte right now. He's committed to Charlotte.
Yep.
But, I mean, I really liked him.
He's old school.
Yeah.
He's old school.
He had a neck roll, too, Rusty.
He had a neck roll,
He had the neck roll.
Listen. Man, if he had a bike helmet, I'd go ahead and give him a 5th star. Right? You know, when you those are the type of kids, and I'm not putting this on this kid, but those are the type of guys that 4 years from now you look at the draft and go, he came from mm-hmm. where?
Yeah.
He was at where? You know what I mean? Because there's kids every year, and I do this every single day for a living. My job is to know what is going on in high school football. and it never fails. I get to the NFL draft and I go, who is that guy? He came from where? And he was a fourth rounder? I mean, it happens every year with people like that. And, you know, those guys like that. You take Adrian Maddox, a kid that might start at Georgia tomorrow. He was a defensive back at Heritage High School in Conyers. He goes to Alabama State, plays 2 years there, transfers to UAB, has a great year at UAB. Now this guy transfers up to Georgia. He's got a great opportunity to be. It could be Adrian Maddox starting right beside K.J. Bolden. So you take a five-star kid that everybody knew everything about, and the entire world's in ninth grade. And you take Adrian Maddox, who probably didn't even get a letter until December of his senior year, and they both end up in the same place. And that's what's great right now about the portal. You know, everybody talks about that, but that they don't talk about that side of it. This young man got the opportunity to change his life this year.
Absolutely, absolutely. Rusty, we appreciate you spending some time. I know you got to get to your production meeting in a little while because you're going to be on. You got the big one tonight. You got Colquitt County and North Gwinnett. Looking forward to you guys having a great call. We'll be watching you back here in the studio.
Yeah, man. Y'all make sure y'all on the 12 now. Y'all keep me awake on the way home tonight.
Thanks, Rusty.
Appreciate y'all. Thank y'all so much.
All right. Thanks a lot. That's Rusty Van Sale. Oh, my goodness. On the game tonight and – and you know what? He had a lot of good insight, and he was green with a lot of people you were looking at, especially the player from out of Kale. He had his eye on him as well.
Yeah, Rusty, he knows. He's right, though. What a great observation. It doesn't matter how much of this you know, we're going to miss some guys.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's just so many good players in the state of Georgia, what makes it great. So, yeah, good times.
That's what makes it fun, what we get a chance to do here on the Scoreboard Show. Brought to you by Ingles. When we come back,
the Ingles.
It's the coach's checklist as we're walking you up to kickoff a little less than an hour away from games getting kicked off around most of the state. You do have some 8 o'clock starts, but most of them start at 7:30. We got more previews for you. So you stay with us for the Scoreboard Show, your high school scoreboard show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Sports Radio.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. 9 floors up in the Kia Studios here in Midtown On week three for high school football action, games a little less than 2 hours away, about 90 minutes away from games getting started around the state. And as always, around this time of the show, although we're starting at 6 o'clock instead of 7, what a great time to have the coaches' checklist. Let's check in with it. All right, Coach, we're 3 weeks into this season. What are some things that you watch out for? You're still early on. You most people haven't played a region game yet. I tell you what, we do have a homecoming tonight.
Homecoming? In August?
Valdosta.
Homecoming in August?
Valdosta is playing homecoming tonight against Daugherty, man. I don't know what that says.
Homecoming in August.
Valdosta is going to have homecoming in shorts. Forget about the spaghetti strap gowns.
My goodness.
We're going to be out there in flip-flops.
That might be an administrator's nightmare, Sam.
Right. You dress like that, and then you have to go to the dance or whatever you have after the home. Oh, man, there could be a lot of trouble down in Valdosta tonight. Anyway, coach, check this.
What I got tonight, Sam, is I want to talk about stats that win the game. Okay. So, as you get into, and some of this will apply to the NFL and colleges, those are cranking up, but we're specifically talking about high school games here. And, you know, we've used hundreds and hundreds of games to analyze what stat actually showed who won the game. And here's what I mean by that, Sam. You line up a stat, like, you know, who had the most rushing yards.
Right.
And you figure, did that team also win the game? Yes or no? Well, that stat, rushing yards, passing yards, total yards, actually, they're only about maybe 55, 60% accurate, meaning the team that had the most only won the game half the time.
Okay.
So believe it or not, you could have the most passing yards and lose. You know, the most rushing yards and lose all the time. So those stats aren't – they're stats that have made their way through football for 100 years, and everybody keeps up with rushing yards and passing yards and receiving yards, but they don't really decide who wins the game. So what stats do decide who wins the game? Because you get a lot of stats. So I've got several. I'm going to give you 10. I mean, there's probably 20 or 30 good stats that you could keep up with as a coach. But you want your team to have more. So what I like to measure is, let's get our number versus their number. So like our rushing yards versus their rushing yards. But not yards, because yards are the least significant, to be honest. The first one in high school ball that indicated who won the game more than anything else was combining the third and fourth down percentage.
Okay.
So if you just say we had 15 third and fourth downs, we convert, and these are only the fourth downs they went for it, not counting punts and all that. Okay. But every third down plus the fourth downs they went for, which you'll see more of those in a high school game than NFL and pro. You combine those two and say they were, you know, 6 of 12 on third down and 1 of 3 on fourth down, then that would be 7 out of 15, and that percentage versus the other teams. So if one team was 7 out of 15, the other team was 4 for 20, that 7 out of 15 won the game over 80% of the time.
Okay.
So that is a stat that you're going to win the game. If you have better third down in high school.
Right, right.
Now, what you'll find in the NFL and college is there'll be other stats that are number one. In the NFL, I think it's red zone conversion. And in college, I think it's turnovers. But all of those are important. But the number one indicator for high school ball was converting third downs. Okay. So when you're at a game tonight, because we got people listening, Sam, that are on their way to a game, and your team gets a sack, or your team gets a penalty. So, you know, my Dragons, they playing tonight in LJ.
Okay. That's
2-0 Pickens, 2-0 Gilmer.
That's tough.
You know Paul Standard's the coach at Gilmer, right?
Yeah, he is.
You know how they do it. They're going to get under center. They're going to run the option. Look like Paul Johnson. That Georgia Tech, not Brent Key Georgia Tech.
Right, right.
And they're going to move the ball down the field matriculating, right? Like Hank Stram said. So if Pickens gets a holding penalty on Gilmer, and Gilmer goes back to 3rd and 13.
Right.
You want to win the game, you better win that play. Okay. I don't care if it's in the first quarter or the fourth. That's a chance to get Gilmer off the field. You can't let him convert that and then start over 1st and 10. The thing that's going to win the game more than anything tonight, if you're going to a high school game, the team that got in 3rd and long and still converted, and then go down and score a touchdown, all you got to do is stop that one play and the whole game's different. You know, those are key plays when the game's shorter. Remember, the clock runs different in high school. The game's shorter. It's very important. So 3rd and 4th down conversion percentage, number one. Number two, turnovers, easy. Everybody knows turnovers win. So we had 3 turnovers. They had 2. We're more likely to lose. We had 2. They had 3. We're more likely to win. at probably about a 75% clip. The next ones are all comparable on these. They aren't the big gap between which one of these is more important than the other, but there's eight other good stats, and I'm going to give you. Okay. I'll give them quick all in right. the spirit of time. Oh. I won't give a story about every one of them, Dom, I promise.
But you could.
I could. I could give a story of something good, and I could give a story of something bad.
Okay.
That I've experienced for each one of these. So if we ever need to filibuster, I'm ready.
You're ready.
So the first one, average starting field position after a kickoff.
Okay.
Meaning we're kicking off or we're to kick return. So what happens? Think about a kickoff. A kickoff happens to start the game, to start the half, or when somebody just scored. So something just happened. We're either all excited to start the game, or somebody's excited and somebody depressed. It's very big where you start. So if you start at the minus 20, in high school ball, you kick it in the end zone, it's dead automatically, right? So you start at the 20, that's way better than starting at the 35 if you're the team kicking off. So what we want to do is take all our kickoffs and figure out where they started, take all their kickoffs, figure out where they started, and which one had better. And whichever one had better is way more likely to win the game, now especially in high school.
We think about the game we saw at Cale. You had the player from South Paul, and it ran the kickoff back, and all of a sudden they wasn't getting that deep kick anymore.
Right, so then they were starting. Average starting field position would have been like the 41, the minus 41, the minus 36. Whereas if you kick in the end zone, it's minus 20.
Right.
So if one team in that game, Cale probably's average starting field position was probably the minus 26, and South Paulding's might have been the minus 40. And so that's a win for South Paulding. But yep. South Paulding didn't win the game.
No.
But about 70% of the time they would if they win that stat, right?
Right.
Net punt is another one. Not total punt, because, a lot of times for stats, the punters want to keep up with how far they punted it. Nobody cares how far they punted it. It only matters how far the other team got the ball. So if they punt it 50 yards and run it back 20, that's only 30. That's not 50. That's only 50 to the commentators, Sam.
Okay.
Like, it's only – if you punt it 50,
yep.
but they run it back 20,
yep.
that's not 50. That's only 50 if you're the punter's mama. Okay?
Right, right.
So you want net punt, meaning you want your net punt to be about 35 or more. But you take all the punts, put it where they punted it, to where the next team got the ball for the first down. If we had a net punt of 37 yards, they had a net punt of 32 yards, we felt good about that. You want to win net punt. Couple more, four more yards on first down. So take all your first downs. How many say you had 20 first downs? 10 of them, you got four more yards, that's 50%. The other team had 20 first downs, they've got 12 out of 10. They got 60%, they win. They're more likely to win the game. Red zone, I mentioned, which is a big NFL stat, more than high school. But red zone, the NFL, they move the ball up and down the field, and the red zone's all that matters. If you can make field goal, the Falcons need people to make field. When they're on defense, we need them to kick field goals, not score. When we're in offense, we need to score, not kick field goals. And that's really the whole deal. But in high school, it also matters. The team with a better red zone percentage is more likely to win. And in high school, we mostly measure touchdown percentage. Okay. How many times were you in the red zone divided by how many times you scored a touchdown, right? So explosive plays, negative plays, meaning who had more explosive plays than who had less negative plays. You win that category, way more likely to win the game. Last two, missed tackles.
Oh, man.
Missed tackles. Who had the most missed tackles? We missed 11 tackles. They missed 14. We win. What that does is it measures how good your backs are at making people miss tackles versus how bad you are at making tackles. So you're measuring both. Like, the offense has a dog in that fight, and so does the defense, right? And then 5-yard penalties. I mentioned this in the Coquel. The team that has the most 5-yard penalties actually typically loses the game. Not the most penalty yards. It's who has the most 5-yard penalties. Think about it. The good teams, I ain't going to name any names, but when a really good team's playing a really bad team and the refs just start throwing them penalties, what are they? Holding, pass interference,
right.
Stuff like that.
Yep.
That doesn't even count. Nobody cares about that. The team that has the most 5-yard penalties usually loses. What are 5-yard penalties? Delay a game, procedure,
right.
Offsides.
The pre-snap.
These are all things that just a lack of discipline they have in critical times. It's actually easier to overcome, as a rule, it's easier to overcome the occasional hold or pass interference more so than the 5-yard penalties, which kill you, because they usually lead to other problems. So the team with the most 5-yard penalties usually loses. And that would be my inaugural of 2025.
Coach's Checklist.
Coach's Checklist. Brought to you by Reliable Heat, In and Air.
No, but also go to Parker Resources. People want to go there.
Yeah, that's the kind of things we have on ParkerResources.org. Trying to give coaches an edge on learning what things matter and some of the stats and understanding the analytics. You hear people use that word a lot, but what does that mean? It means what I just told you. Analyzing what things to worry about versus what things not to worry about.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. That's it. The first coaches checklist of the season. This is the first scoreboard show of the season, folks. All right. We're a little over an hour away, a little over a half hour away from a lot of games kicking off. We're walking you up. We got some previews. We got previews. Data got a preview for you. Also, Garrett Chapman got a preview for you. We're going to have our first school days guest of the year from Waco in the House of Pain. The KO Spike's going to join us in the next half hour. You stay with us for the scoreboard show on this Friday night here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.